Hey, this is Dr. Yang Dixing. Patient last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. First name is Colton, C-O-L-T-O. And date of visit is May 26, 2026. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, between March of 2022 to December 2025, a patient works for the military. First up, a patient was a mortar loader, M-O-R-T-A-R, mortar loader, full stop. A patient tells me that he was loading mortar rounds, full stop. A patient had that done that repetitively. Full stop. Patient tells me that he loaded about over 3,000 rounds. So full stop. Every round, there was a small explosion. Full stop. A patient tells me that these explosion caused him to have headaches. First up, these patients tells me that these explosions cause him to have hearing loss, tinnitus. First up, a patient also have constant headaches every time there was a small explosion. First up, a patient tells me that he becomes it also starts to affect his memory. First up, from these repetitive explosions. Patient tells me that given that he had a patient tells me that these symptoms have slowly worsened over the course of the years as he loaded 3,000 rounds. First up, next pair of currently patient have a poor memory. First up, patient's hearing deficits. First up, patient have tinnitus, bilateral ears. First up, it is a constant. First up, patient has insomnia symptoms. First up, patient's decreasing concentration. Patient decreased concentration and a decrease in focus. First up, patient has constant headaches. First up, patient have headaches every day. First up, patient is very irritable. First up, patient is very quick to anger. First up, patient also described his headaches as migraines. First up, it is on an everyday basis. First up, next paragraph, patient is separated from the military. First up, patient is currently in school. First up, he tells me that he has significant difficulty with schooling. First up, patient's difficulty to remember. First up, his memory is very poor. First up, patient is not able to remember the instruction well. First up, patient also tells me that headaches and tinnitus are affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient tells me that insomnia is also affecting his energy level. First up, patient also very poor memory. First up. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient sustained traumatic brain injury given the repetitive mortar explosion over 3,000 rounds. First up, this marks a decapitation.